Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. I am the intern on the podcast, and I am joined here with the pastor,
Woo!
Eric Dyer. It's been a while. It's been a while since you've heard my voice first.
I know.
Since you kicked me off of it.
Well, it's been a year. We've been doing the podcast for a year.
We have. Happy anniversary.
And so I
am
thought
I
it would
to,
be...
Should I have got you a card or something? I
mean, yes. It's in the mail, right?
Is it? Yeah, it is.
I want you to have licked that envelope and put a stamp on it and send it to my house. That's what I want.
It'll have nothing in it. It'll just be the envelope.
I just... Sorry, sucker. It's right on top of it. Yeah.
That's right.
I just thought it would be fitting for Will to start the podcast because he used to start the podcast.
I did.
And
then you kicked me off of it.
I did. I was like, we need to change
it. Go ahead and
tell
him why.
You just didn't seem as excited.
Yeah, I wasn't energetic enough. Yeah. Which is funny you mentioned it. So when which we'll get to say it. So I went back and listened to the very first Well, not the very first one, because we talked about cross conference first, but we'll listen to our introduction episode.
Yeah.
And number one, the sound quality is 30 times better, but that's as we progress through the year. Also, though, I did introduce, and I was like, man, we sound very like robots almost. Like you can tell how much more comfortable we've gotten behind, behind this.
Well, it just takes time.
It does. You know? It does, especially when you don't do it a lot. You're not used to it.
Yeah. If you're not talking to a microphone a lot, you're just not.
No.
I'm not going to cut it.
No, you're not.
So, yeah.
You're not. But, yeah, so it's been a year. So, that means on this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple minutes to sort of look back over the past year, okay?
Okay.
See what's happened, see how far we've came.
Sure.
And then we're going to take another few minutes and just kind of propel us forward into this next year, hopefully, however long, to see kind of what's going on, what we're expecting.
All right.
Things of that nature.
Okay.
So, what I did do is I listened back to our introduction episode. Now, the only place that the listeners could find that is on YouTube, because I almost couldn't, because I couldn't find it, because it's no longer on your podcast app, wherever you're listening to. At least it shouldn't be, but it is on YouTube. And like I said, we sound almost like robots. We have the old theme song, right? It's just 8 minutes. And what we did in that introduction episode is we sort of gave a couple of goals for the podcast.
Okay. I'm interested to hear those.
And it's really one major goal that we sort of fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to give you that. And then let's look back and see, is this something we actually achieved? Do we like this goal still? It's our biggest goal. Our main goal was that we wanted to give a podcast that almost anybody could listen to.
Okay.
Right. So you made the point in the introduction episode that you subscribed, and this may still be true, to a bunch of different podcasts, but you don't know that they're all easy to listen to for those who aren't necessarily working in a local church or have some sort of theological training.
Yeah.
Right. And the goal of this podcast was to give a podcast so that anybody anywhere, particularly within the local church, can listen to and it be understandable.
Yeah.
Right. So do you think that's something we've achieved? Do you think that's something we may have forgotten? What do you think?
I think that we've done a fairly good job. Now, I think some are easier to listen to than others.
Yeah.
But I think that overall, I think they are. So let me give you some background to that answer.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't assume that people in the church are stupid.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that they have some sort of intelligence level. Okay. I just do.
Okay.
I think that everyone is smarter than you think they are. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just how I live my life. And so I don't want to dumb stuff down. I say that all the time. I don't want to dumb anything down, but I also don't want to use a bunch of terms and phrases and things like that no one really understands. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you say a phrase, you should totally define that phrase, especially if it's Christianese or whatever it is. It's like yesterday, we were talking about the Trinity yesterday.
Yeah.
Talk about easy to understand. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about how if there's like a bunch of unbelievers in the audience and you use a word like Trinity, the odds that they know what you're talking about
are probably slim.
Like they probably don't know what you're talking about. Not that they're stupid. They just don't hear that language. They just don't know what that is. But anyway, I think we've done a fairly good job.
I think so.
I think we've done good.
So I'm going to confess, right? As Clay says, our interim pastor, confession is good for the soul. So
sure.
I'm going to confess. I think that my thinking has changed from that first podcast. Now, that comes with being 19 to 20, being in another year of school, things of that nature. But I think my thinking, when I thought we're going to give a podcast for laymen. And I said in that episode that our goal is not to talk about things like predestination versus Arminianism, or Calvinism versus Arminianism.
Sure. Now,
I'm pretty sure we've probably addressed that somewhere along the way. So when I say that my thinking has changed, it's not that my thinking has changed on those things necessarily, or that those things are bad.
Yeah.
But instead, I used to think that that was for the theologically elite. And instead, my thinking sort of changed to more of mean that that doesn't have to be just for those who are in their ivory towers.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, what we're doing on the podcast right now, or not this episode, but the past few episodes and then
right,
upcoming,
right.
It's going through theological, or we're going through doctrines. And so, I don't know. I think my thinking has sort of changed, because when I said that, I thought maybe we were just going to hit surface-level things.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we haven't. I think we went a little deeper, and I don't know that there's a problem with that. Because again, I don't know that we should try to. I'm all about not using the big words and explaining them and things. I think that's great. We should do that, but I don't know that we should just get rid of the big words as well. I think we should use them right.
Well, when I'm thinking back on some of the episodes that I'm most fond of that we've done,
yeah,
the majority of our interview episodes have been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I don't know if anybody else enjoys them, but I know that I enjoy them because the people we're talking to are smart.
Yeah,
and they know what they're talking about, and they're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Most of them are in the thick of it with people that are learning these type things,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're real people.
Yeah,
they're not these people that don't have time for a small folk like they're just normal guys,
right?
And I think that that's great. That's awesome. And the other podcast that I look fondly on is the one where we talked about Andy Stanley's view on the
mm-hmm,
Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that took a lot of time and research.
Well, you read a whole book.
I read the book.
That's probably the only one that you've actually
read. Yeah, it's the only one I've read a book for. But, I mean, I look back on that type of thing, and it wasn't something that we did to get views or people to listen to the podcast.
Right.
But it was stuff that we did because we felt like it was important.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's as if we're addressing the needs that are going to come up within. Like, there's not, you're going to know about this whole Andy Stanley thing, and you should know about it, especially if you're going through some sort of Stanley study.
Yeah.
Or you're a big Andy Stanley fan. These are things that we want to make, give you knowledge about that we just happen to know about, so that you can better look at a Stanley study or whatever and think, okay, well, I need to keep this in mind.
And we've been pretty fair. I mean, I don't know that we've ever held back on a question.
No.
We've never shied away from a topic. We're all in on all of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think.
Well, we talked about that. We've talked about the whole sexual abuse stuff that's gone on in the SBC over the past couple years that has really been uncovered.
Yeah.
The goal's not to hold back, but to say, hey, this is an issue that needs to be solved.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking forward to talking about politics because it's an election.
It's coming up. Yeah. That will be something.
Right.
So, but I think we've done a good job there. Achieving that goal in a way, maybe in our own unique way, but I think
I think it's to defend ourselves a little bit. I think it's a little unfair for us to set some sort of goal in a sphere that we've never been in, and then be like, "Did we do that?" Because when you said that, I was like, "I have no idea what I said on that podcast."
I know you didn't,
and I'm mortified about what you're about to say. But I think in a roundabout way, we've done it.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, I want to reiterate what you said earlier about our interviews, right? So we have, and I want to make sure people realize that yes, these people are normal, great people, right? And all our interviews have been great, but some of the people we've interviewed have been people that I would have never imagined us interviewing on this podcast, right? Just in our first year, right?
Yeah.
We interviewed Dr. Aiken, Danny Aiken, right? President of Southeastern.
Yep.
He's pretty big in the SBC.
Yeah.
We talked to Dr. Allen, who's president of Midwestern Seminary. We talked to
Dr. Dew.
We talked to Dr. Yarnell, who's pretty big in the theology sphere within the SBC.
He taught me everything I know, just to throw that out there.
Yeah, he did. And who else? We talked to...
Man, we talked to JT English.
We did.
And he's a baller, man.
He is.
That guy is
awesome.
He's
got another book coming out.
Yeah.
We've talked to, I don't remember who else, but we've talked to other people.
Yeah, we talked to a lot of people.
But I want to make that clear is that the people that we're trying to bring to you and their opinions and things, they're not just, not that there's a problem with everyday Joes who are doing whatever. But these people are the people who, like you said, are in the thick of it, and they have some of the most influence right now within the SBC.
Yeah.
Right. So we're trying to do the best we can and get the best people we can to give you opinions and to tell you things that are going on and things that they've studied. Or now we're still waiting on Dr. Moeller.
Man, I mean, come on, Moeller. Come on. And this is the briefing, a daily analysis of news and events from a Christian worldview.
We're trying there.
Man, I would just melt into a puddle. I don't even know that I could do the interview.
I think you could. That is your Matt Chandler to me.
I'd be like, hey, Dr. Moeller, I'm going to let Will talk now, but I just want you to know that I'm here. And I'll see you in a couple months.
Oh, that is great. Yes, we will, won't we?
Anyway, I feel like we've done.
We have.
I like that we've taken a little bit of a break from the interviews because I feel like we did a lot of them in a row. Like it was just boom, boom, boom in a row.
In the fall, we hit a lot of them.
And so I'm hoping that we kind of get back to that at some point. I'm not saying we need to rush back into it, but I think it's high quality.
Yeah, we will.
High quality content.
We also had Kayla on for a couple months there. She was a part
RIP,
of...
yeah.
Yep. She was a part of our... a part of our
it was good. It was great having a female voice on the podcast.
It was something different. Maybe we can bring that back.
Maybe we can. We might need to brainstorm that.
Someone
but
out
like,
somewhere.
You know, if you think about it, because we talk about the Knowing Faith podcast all the time, right?
Yes, we do.
And one of the best parts about that is
Jen Wilkin.
Mm-hmm. And what's great about that is I was listening to you've probably listened to it, but they put a Twitter poll out there and they're like, hey, what is the thing you like most about our podcast? And the majority of people said that Jen Wilkin is on it. And I laugh so hard because that's the truth.
It is the truth.
People listen to these men talk about all this stuff all the time. And then for a woman to come in and is like smarter than those guys, like those guys are smart.
They are.
Especially JT, smart. Nothing against Kyle, but JT's pretty smart. But she's brilliant. Like she is on top of it. And the greatest thing is they don't agree on everything. Mm-mm, and so I think it would be great if we pulled another woman voice onto the podcast.
Who knows?
Now whoever that may be.
No clue.
But
you know what? You just be praying about it.
Actually I have a couple of options that have just popped in my brain. I'm not gonna
That's scary.
I'm not gonna name names.
But yeah, so we had Kayla on, we've had a lot of awesome interviews, we've talked about a lot of interesting things. So I think it's been a good year, right? It's been a good from February of last year with our mics, this giant recording board we had in here at one time.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Sitting at two long tables instead of this round table.
Man.
It's been a year. It's been a fun year.
It's been a good year, yeah.
So that's looking back. Let's look forward. What are some things for 2020? What are some goals for the podcast you may have for this upcoming year? Is there anything in particular that we haven't talked about that you would just really like to hit on? I mean, is there anything that comes to mind for this upcoming year?
Okay, so there's a couple things that come to mind. I think I would really like, and you're probably going to disagree with this, but I would really like to get some podcasts in on what's happening as far as newsworthy content.
When you say newsworthy, you mean like?
Like not only in like Baptist life, Southern Baptist life, but in the world.
Okay.
I'm not saying be Albert Moeller. It's not what I'm saying.
This is the briefing.
One of a kind. The briefing too. No, that's not what I'm saying, but it's more of, hey, let's get some real life back into the podcast.
Okay.
I don't know if that's, you know, we begin every podcast by kind of reading an article or talking about, kind of like the sexual abuse stuff talking about what's happening in Southern Baptist Convention. You know, it's an election year for them. So, you know, talking about all that, you know, because there's a lot of debate about that. And then, you know, getting back to maybe some of the things that we can be better at as Baptists.
Okay.
I've been thinking about that a lot too. As Will knows, I think about like 25 things at one time, and I just kind of churn those things.
You won't mention them until like a year later.
Exactly. Like, I've been thinking about this for about a year. And you're like, what? I'm with you every day. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't tell you everything. And so I think that's kind of my two goals, is to do those things more often. So what about you?
I really like your news idea. I think that's a good idea, especially with it being election year. Now, I also don't want to turn into Political Central, right?
That's right.
The biggest...
Welcome to the Elephant and Donkey podcast.
Yeah.
No,
we're not doing that. Not turn into that. But I do like the idea of keeping people updated in the SBC or with news in the world in general. I think that first goal that we mentioned last year still sort of applies. The goal is never for us to flex our theological muscle in any way and to seem like we're in our ivory tower.
Yeah.
But we still want to be able to... Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to shy away from topics. I mean, we're going to talk about eschatology or the doctrine or basically the book of Revelation
in
May at some time. And that's going to seem very
heavy.
We don't understand it.
No, not at all.
But, I still like that first goal for us, so that it's still something that everyone can listen to, and you don't have to feel like you have to have some sort of theological degree. And I like your news one. I think that's a good goal as well, to be able to introduce people to.
Well, I just think it's a good moment for people to read, like if we were to talk about the coronavirus, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Will has a joke about that, and I hate it so bad.
And I didn't.
I appreciate that. That's growth as a human.
I about just did it.
But I think it's important to view those type of things, and not necessarily talk about the virus itself, because I'm not qualified to do that, but the spiritual implications from that. Like, it brings up the questions, okay, did God send a plague onto the planet again? Or is God killing people? I think those questions are important to people,
okay,
especially in a spiritual way. Or what does people being worried about this virus say about our faith? Things like that. I think questions like that are important. Mm-hmm. I think they're questions we ask ourselves and we're hesitant to bring up to anyone or our Sunday school or whatever, because we're scared of it. You know, we're scared of what the answers might be to those questions. I'm not, because I'll ask any question to anybody at any time. But it's more thinking about, hey, what's going on in the real world, and what does this mean for me as a Christian?
Yeah.
Because as we know, Christianity's not just a segment of your life, it is your life. And if that's true,
that's right.
Everything that falls into it's worthy of being examined from a Christian worldview.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Dr. Moeller's actually up for the SBC this year.
He is.
So we're going to get him. It's now.
And some people are like super into that idea, and some people are super not into that idea.
I'm pretty into it. I think that's a great idea.
Well, I am too, but I'm really interested in. I haven't really looked into the opposition
in the other half
of the idea, but I'm really interested in looking into that. So maybe someone will write an article fairly soon.
Maybe so.
That's divisive, and we can all.
I wonder who's running against them. I'd hate to be that guy.
I think they've announced.
I'm sure they
one
have.
Other person.
I just don't know
I think.
Who it is.
Yeah, who's going to get wrecked? But it's whatever.
Poor guy.
Sorry, spoiler alert. It's going to get wrecked.
Poor guy. Maybe we can be there this year.
I'm really hoping we can. But see, that's VBS week.
It is,
and it's
it
like.
Is. Hey, guys. I know. So, okay. So, we've been saying to end this episode, this thing at the end of each episode, right? I don't remember when we started it. We started it a couple.
It was fairly early.
Yeah. And we say we are for the word, for the truth, and for the church, right? I said that right?
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there trying to think about it, the slogan, and I was like, I can't even remember what that middle word is. I can remember for the word and for the church, but I'm so used to saying it just in the moment, very end.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the middle. But anyways, so we started saying that at the end, but we've never really explained
what it means.
Sort of what that means.
Yeah.
Right? And so let's break that down. It doesn't have to be, I'm not asking for your most in-depth, just sort of what this means for the podcast.
Oh, you're getting it.
I know I will. So when we say we are for the word, what does that mean?
So we definitely don't mean the words we say.
Okay.
We're definitely not for
So we're not
that,
talking
right?
about lowercase w.
No, we're talking about capital W. Oh man, so many jokes come to my mind.
Yeah.
Man, doing podcasts is hard. Mm-hmm. So we pride ourselves in everything that we do.
Yes, we do.
And I say we because I'm fairly confident about this.
Yes.
That we are very word driven people.
We are.
What we mean by that is we're very Bible driven people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that Will falls under this, and he can defend himself if he wants to, but we are very literal Bible readers.
Uh-huh.
So when we read it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't know that I fall as much as you do. As
a wise man once said, you take it literally until you can't. That's some wisdom there.
I think that's good.
And so you just got to take that thing literally. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And we don't add to. Right?
No,
we don't do that. We don't take away from
it. No, we do not.
We want it to be the content.
Yeah.
The Word of God is what we want to do. Because without it, we wouldn't be in this room.
Right.
There wouldn't be this church.
No. Nope.
We wouldn't know all these great people, all that stuff. And so we want to be people of the Word.
Yeah.
And if we're not, we need to stop.
I agree.
Doing what we're doing. So
I agree.
But yeah.
That's the goal. Yeah. That's the goal. Okay, so we're for the Word, for the truth.
Okay, so out of the Word of God comes the truth, right?
Okay,
so
sure.
When God reveals himself or his mission or whatever, it's the truth. It's a lot of other things, but it's the truth. Like this is, I read something yesterday that was it's easy for other religions to make more sense because they're not dealing with facts. Yeah. And I thought that was interesting. And it said, Christianity's hard to understand because it is dealing with facts. And I thought that is exactly the mission, right? It's not only to share the word of God to the world, but it's also to share the truth that comes from it with the world too.
Okay.
And I never want our podcast to be deceiving in any way,
yeah,
or to hide, yeah, a certain aspect of the truth, even if,
right,
it's uncomfortable. We want to be guys for the truth.
Oh, yeah.
We wanna do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for the church. And this is probably the most obvious.
Yeah, we want to do it to help the church.
About. Yeah, exactly.
And not just our church, even though our church is great, but we're talking about the church as a whole.
Yeah.
Catholic, universal.
Universal.
That's what,
ooh,
we're going for here.
You got to explain that.
Catholic
now.
Means universal.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, sorry. Go. Ivory Tower.
Yeah. You throw that Catholic out there, and now, yeah, we're back into
and
this.
And you're like,
RCC, the Roman Catholic. Yeah.
The Pope?
Wait a minute. What?
No.
No.
Yeah. But it's for the church, so it's not only for our church, but the church as the people, mm-hmm, that make, mm-hmm, up the church. Mm-hmm. So I hope that since we go through the Word and we use that to expose the truth, that it will help the church.
Yeah, and they sort of flow out of each other, right? We start with the Bible, we start with the Word,
yep,
which therefore comes the truth, and, mm-hmm, then all that put together sort of helps equip
the people of God.
The people of God, yeah.
Yeah.
That's clever. I don't know who came up with that part.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think it was you.
But
that's okay. You are the creative one of the two.
I do say some nice sentences every once in a while.
I mean, it's the pastor that comes out.
It's the, yeah, pastor of the pastor and intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, eventually, that'll be the pastor and pastor church. You just wait. Podcast. We'll be like 60s. And actually, I'm just going to be your intern for the rest
of
my life.
That's what we were talking about the other day,
yeah,
that you should be an intern for life.
Yeah.
Now, your title may change from intern, but it'll always be intern.
It most,
you know,
definitely,
I mean,
will. Right.
Like, you might be associate pastor someday, but it'll be like,
I'll be 80, you'll be 90.
Like, I'll mouth, yeah, intern.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
That guy right there. Anyways,
right there.
Okay, so if there's anything that our listeners can think of that they want addressed, any question you have, anything you want to talk about, just let us know. You can probably find us on whatever you want to, social media of some sort, if you see us, whatever,
yeah,
find us, and just ask us, and maybe we can deal with it. Maybe we have no answer for
it. And it's not like we're going to call you out. When,
no,
you do that, like,
no,
we'll keep it anonymous and we'll talk about it and we'll,
yeah,
take the brunt of it.
Or if you're like, hey, I hate all of this, can you do this instead?
Yeah.
Or do this better? We don't know unless somebody tells us. And so it's important.
Right.
Feedback is important, and we always appreciate your feedback. With that said, we do want to thank FPC Blackshear for not only hiring us, they deal with us.
They do deal with us. That is a great way to put it.
But for allowing us to be able to do something like this. Even though, I mean, it really honestly doesn't take much time.
No.
It doesn't take away from anything else we're doing. We're still thankful for them.
And I think that's an important thing to bring up about,
yeah,
the goal of the podcast. The goal of the podcast is not for it to be our job. Like, this is not our job.
Yeah,
this,
right,
this is something fun that we do,
mm-hmm,
and something easy to do,
yeah,
that doesn't take much time. And so I just want people to know that we double down on this is just...
No, it really doesn't.
It just doesn't take a lot of time.
No,
and,
it doesn't.
And we spend hours and hours on the ministry that we do.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to know that we don't spend hours and hours and hours on this.
And
you might be listening
to
it going,
yeah,
man, these guys don't know what they're talking about.
Yes,
and that's fine. But we're overly concerned with the ministry that we're in.
Yeah.
And it's a lot anyway. So,
it is.
So, yeah.
It is. But, yeah, we are thankful to our church. Thankful for those who do listen, who've been here from the beginning.
They're the best. They're the true
there's
OG.
There's probably like two or three of you, but
yeah, hey, it's the OG.
You're still there.
I don't care.
You're still there. So, we are for the Word, for the truth, and for the church. Thanks again for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.